Hello, hello everyone. This is Echo, and today is my birthday. So I want to post something to celebrate. Actually, tomorrow's my birthday as well. Here's a fun fact about me. I don't know exactly when my birthday is. My mother and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania are in disagreement. I didn't know until I was about 16 years old. I was going to get my driving permit, and the woman's like, "Your name and your birth date." And I kept telling her December 20th. And she's looking at my birth certificate. And finally she hands it back to me. She's like, "I'm sorry, we can't issue you a permit." I think she thought that I was, I don't know, stealing somebody's identity. I don't know. And it was at that moment mom's like, "Oh yeah, that's right. I always meant to get that fixed." So I claimed them both. They're both my birthdays. Anyway, I've made it a goal for myself to start posting in the upcoming year more. Part of it's to get over a little bit of self-consciousness about my voice. Some of it's to just to prove to myself that I can stay on task with something for more than a month. I flip from one hobby to the next. So, it kind of bothers me because, I mean, I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know. I'm always all over the place. It drives me nuts. So I'd like to, I don't know, set this as a goal for myself. About my voice. What bothers me about it is actually my voice doesn't bother me. I've been criticized for it. I've been told that I sound like I'm in perpetual puberty because it cracks. I got kicked out of chorus class in middle school, and nobody ever got kicked out of chorus class. You just got shoved to the back where you couldn't be heard. I've been told I'm pretty until I open my mouth, but I don't know if that's my voice or the things that I say. But one of the things that I am a bit self-conscious about is the way I talk and my accent. And I've tried to weed this out of myself. Probably can't hear it much, but I can, and it drives me nuts. Where I was born and raised is in northeastern Pennsylvania. We're right above the Anthracite dialect region. So we have some of that influence. You might know it a little bit better as the Scranton accent. I think it was Gawker voted it second worst accent. And Pittsburgh took first place. Go Pennsylvania. And it's a well-deserved title. They're hard to listen to. Most notable difference is that they don't pronounce their H's except for when they say H, and then they say H, which is weird. But also, we have a bit of influence from the Pennsylvania Dutch language. If you aren't familiar, it's German with a little bit of Swiss and French and Irish and Scottish mixed in. It's a little bit of a hodgepodge. It's neat. Where I'm from, nobody spoke it, but you could feel its influence in Dutchified English. And you'll have to forgive me, I'm not a linguist, so I failed 11th grade English. So I'll just give you some examples about the way we structure sentences. I'm talking out my ass here, I don't know, but I was told that it has something to do with the German language and the way they structure their sentences and is kind of translated into English. So it wouldn't be unheard of to hear, "Cut yourself a piece of cake before you go," or "throw the horse over the fence some hay." I've tried to do scripts. But when I read them, I'll end up, I don't know, screwing up the sentence order and things kind of come out garbled and it's frustrating and it bothers me. And then I get distracted and oh, excuse me, I had something in my throat. But anyway, yeah, so these are the sorts of things that prevent me from posting, and I'm going to try my hardest to overcome that in this coming year. But let's see here. I'll keep this one a short one. Yeah, anyway, I'm going off to go party with my friends, have myself a blast, my birthday night. I hope you all are having a wonderful evening, and good night.